Listen, it's much better to be single, hoping and wishing to be married, than married, praying every day to be single.
Hello and welcome to Living God's Way, coming to you from the Grace Christian Assembly, formerly Germantown Christian Assembly, in the Mount Airy section of Philadelphia. In an age when many are abandoning Christian values, Pastor Brian Grant's expository preaching from the timeless Word of God will remind us that the best way to live is to live God's way. In the earlier part of this message aired last week, Pastor Brian Grant shared from God's Word how, in God's design for marriage, He has also given some the gift of singleness. But for those Christians called to marriage, Pastor Grant draws from God's Word some principles that must be followed in order to find that spouse God intends. The first of these is that a believer must look for evidence that the potential spouse has been born again. And that's where we will pick up again this evening. Here again is Pastor Grant with the concluding part of his message, Finding the Love of Your Life.
We must make sure we do not get yoked with unbelievers. Do not be unequally yoked. You know, a yoke, I'm not a person within the agricultural field, but I understand a yoke is a wooden bar that joins two oxen to each other and to the burden they are pulling. And so when there's an unequal yoke, there's an ox that's strong and an ox that's weak. And so the ox that is strong and is pulling the load, he can pull fast and quick. The other little ox that's weak, he can barely go. And so you see what's going on. One is moving ahead, one is can hardly move. And so little by little, instead of going forward, the thing starts going in a circle. You follow what I'm saying? Because one is going so slow and the other one that's moving so. And so the next thing you know, you're just going in a circle. You're not making any progress. And God says, listen, if you want a marriage that has progress, you better not be unequally yoked together with an unbeliever, because you ain't going to make any progress. God is letting you know, letting us know, unequally yoked marriages don't work. And my friends, we have seen this. I've been around a minute. My wife has been around less than a minute, but I've been around a minute. I'm just telling you, she's my junior. But we have seen a lot of Christians who have made this mistake, marrying unsaved and making a mess of their lives. Listen, do it God's way. Amen. Do it God's way. God's way is always the best. You say, Pastor, how will I know if they are saved? You just simply ask them questions. There's a lot of questions you can ask. And we actually bought a number of copies of this book, 100 Things to Know When You Are Dating, and they are available, or will be available, at the back of the desk in the hallway beginning next Sunday. Should have been here today, but Amazon did not deliver them in 24 hours, as they say. So you can get them next week for a cost of $5, all right? So I hope you'll get it. 100 Things to Know When Dating. Because you need to ask some questions. Don't be so googly-eyed that you're not asking the questions. Ask the hard questions. And this book will be very helpful to you. Perhaps I'm speaking to someone in a relationship with an unsaved person. You're in it right now. And I'm going to ask you and encourage you to stop making excuses and start obeying God. I know it might hurt because your emotions have already gotten involved. But it's nothing compared to the pain of marrying the wrong person. I told you this illustration before. And you know, my wife's uncle, B. Sam Hart, who founded this church, was a pilot. And I'll never forget some of the stories he would tell you, told us, about some of the crashes he had, like the crash that he had in a, by God's grace, he ended up crashing the plane, ended up in a swimming pool. But I tell you, one of the things he told us, it's so much better being on the ground, wishing you're in the air, than in the air, wishing you are on the ground. Because when you are in the air, and it's obvious that the plane is not going to stay in the air, you have no idea what the outcome of this crash will be. Thank God when the crash is in a swimming pool, amen? Listen, it's much better to be single, hoping and wishing to be married, than married, praying every day to be single. And sadly, that's the situation many find themselves in. Now listen, if you're here this morning and you're in that situation, we're here to help you. I wanted to be clear, GCA is willing to help you. We'll keep your business confidential. But if you're struggling in your marriage, come and get help. There's no mind, you don't need to stay up in the air wishing that you could come down. Amen? By God's grace, help is available, and we trust that you'll take advantage of our offer. Listen, so number one, they must be evidence that they're born again. Well, I'm going a little longer. Two, they must show consistent fruit. They must show consistent fruit. Matthew's Gospel, chapter 7, verse 20, says this, and I'll just read it for you. By their fruits, you shall know them. Don't be taken in by the guy or girl who claims to love Jesus but doesn't go to church. I'm seeing, have you noticed there's a lot more of this nonsense today? Guys who claim I'm saved, but I don't believe in going to church. Thank you. It's a deep red flag. Well, I don't believe in the church. Well, how can you say you're saved and you don't believe in the very what God has created? Amen? This is his bride, the bride of Christ. Oh, I'm saved, but I'm not. I don't believe in the bride of Christ. I don't believe in doing things that God says I'm to do. Then how did you get saved? Don't hang around guys who are or girls who have very little interest in reading the Bible or obeying the Bible. They just want to do what they want to do. You see, just because I said a sinner's prayer, Lord Jesus, come into my heart and save me, that does not necessarily mean I'm a Christian. Salvation requires a conscious decision to turn from sin and to turn to Christ. Amen. There is no salvation until I have made a decision that I have decided to follow Jesus. And that decision, when I have made that decision, it causes me to repent and to turn to Christ so that I can be determined to live for him. Listen, don't follow the nonsense of people who said, oh yes, I said this in a prayer and I can do whatever I want to. If that's your mindset, you need to come back to the cross. Well, I better move on. Here's the third thing we're going to answer. Where should I go to find the love of my life? I thought we should at least say a few things about this. Where should I go? A man saw someone searching on the ground under a streetlight. And so he asked the man, what are you searching for? The man said, I'm searching for my wallet. The man asked, did you drop the wallet here? He said, no, I dropped it half the block up the road, but there's no streetlight, so I'm down here searching under the streetlight. Too often Christians go looking for love in all the wrong places. So be careful where you go to find your Ruth or your Boaz. Amen? So what are some good places to meet someone? This is not extensive. You may not even agree, but I'm giving you them anyhow since I'm the preacher. Number one, put this down, a Bible teaching church. I want to emphasize not just a church, but a Bible teaching church. I'm sure some of the single ladies will say there are not enough single men in the church. You know, that is a, you ever heard that? There's not enough single men in the church. But do you know that the guys also say that? The guys who are single are also saying the same thing. There are not enough single girls in the church. And it's very interesting. You know, years ago, a young man came to me and he said he was discouraged because there were not enough serious Christian girls around and girls that he found attractive. So he was very disturbed. There weren't enough girls. So I asked him, how many wives are you looking for? He said to me, I'm just looking for one. I said to him, so if you believe God has marriage in store for you, do you believe God could find you one girl? Have you ever looked at it that way? You see, I hear people say, oh, they're not a lot of this and they're not a lot of that. Can God find you one? Can you pray for that one? If you're satisfied that God has marriage in store, instead of complaining how there are so few, can you start changing and say, God, would you send me the very one? By the way, make sure not to miss church when you show up at church too. You may miss the day the one shows up. I don't want to call nobody's name, but I remember at our church some years ago, a young man used to handle the tape ministry, and he felt so disappointed that he was locked away in this tape room distributing pay tapes. At the time a church ended, he didn't have a chance to mix and mingle. And thank God he was at church that Sunday, because a young lady came all the way from New York. That was the only day she came from to our church. The only one. And the God. Carlton, you may as well say amen too. So can you imagine? He's praying for this one. God takes her from here to the sound room for a tape. And wow. Wow. And look at them. Look at what God has done. Amen. All the praise goes to Jesus. Am I right about him? All the praise to him alone. And I thank God for them, Deacon Carlton Henry and our beloved Sister Sharon. And what a blessing they are to all of us. And look at our young deacon who they have raised. God is doing a wonderful thing. And I am encouraging all of those of you who believe that God has marriage in store for you, instead of fretting and sweating and complaining, pray and say, God, send me that one. Oh, Lord, I don't want five. I just want the one. And my God is able to do it. Amen. So that's number one, a Bible church. But here's the second one, Christian events. You know, as a young man, Youth for Christ was a great place where Christians could meet and greet. And wow, we had such a wonderful time down there. But sadly, there's not as much opportunities like that today. This is why I want to encourage our sister churches and other evangelical churches. We've done a little outreach to see what we can do to encourage Christian events. By the way, GCA pretty much boycotted. What was it yesterday? Unity Day. About 20 of us showed up. we had a good crowd here. You know, we want to seize opportunities like this. And I've shared with my family, and some of us are praying to see how we could work together, because I believe that one of my passions, and I pray God will give us an opportunity to do something very positive in this area, where we can find a way to facilitate and encourage and make it possible for Christian young people to mix and mingle. Amen? But you know, we can create some opportunities of our own. I want to encourage today, are you listening, if you're a married couple, I want to encourage married couples and widows to prayerfully consider who in your circle may enjoy meeting one of our single young people. I want us to be practical now. Because you and I know people who love Jesus. And I want us, marrieds and widows and widowers, let's get involved, amen? Let's get involved and invite people over to our home for tea or lunch. Invite a little few people over, amen? You may be shocked what God might do, amen? But here's the third thing, internet dating. And some Christians are still against online dating because they feel it shows a lack of trust in God. But here's what I discovered. The same person who is not for online dating, if they need a job, they go online. It's a little hypocritical. Because I'm trusting the internet to get me a job, but I don't feel a single person should go on the internet. Now, there are a lot of... One has to be careful, okay? I'm not going to go into all of the ramifications of that, but what I am saying, tread with caution, all right? Tread with caution and be watching for those who are trying to do awful things. But I thank God, we know, I performed the marriage of a couple who have been met online. There's right now counseling going on with another couple who met online. So listen, God does work even through these other methods, amen? And then family and friends. Family and friends can be a good source to introduce you to someone. So be open to this. It's okay to tell your family and friends. Tell them what you're looking for, amen? In a man or in a woman, as the case may be. And I think they may need more than, I'm looking for somebody cute, okay? All right? So share some of what we've discussed along with your personal preference. But listen, my brother and sister, message I want to leave with you with this morning. God is interested in every aspect of our lives. That's the message. God is interested in our relationships. He's interested in our jobs. He's interested in every aspect of your lives. And we can trust him as people pursue the love of their lives. Some are so disillusioned. They're seeking love, and they haven't found love the way it used to be found. And people are trying all sorts of things. People are changing their sex. People are going into all sorts of unions that are ungodly. In fact, I remember back in 1985, Whitney Houston. Perhaps you're here and you're looking for love. Whitney Houston, you remember she popularized a love song that topped the charts in many countries. You remember her monster hit? The Greatest Love of All. It's still regarded as one of the greatest love songs in history. Do you remember what the song was about? Learning to love yourself is the greatest love of all, the song concluded. But although the song was captivating and Whitney's artistry was majestic, she had it wrong. For learning to love yourself is not the greatest love of all. Oh, I thank God that just over 2,000 years ago, my Bible says, for God so loved the world He gave his only begotten Son that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. The greatest love of all, Jesus died for me. I was only 9 years old when it became real to me. And I thank God that I have experienced God's love, which is the greatest love of all. And I've not only experienced it, I have committed my life to him. I have dedicated my life to him. And I want to ask you this morning, as you are here, are you sure you have received this greatest love of all? Does Jesus Christ live in you? Is he your master? Is he your friend? Oh, if you don't know him this morning, you can pursue the greatest love because you can come to receive Jesus Christ as your Savior. And if you're already a Christian, you can make a decision. I am going to walk with Jesus every step of the way.
My friend, Jesus loves you so much that if you were the only person in the whole world, he would have died just for you. No matter what you've done, Jesus wants to save you. He wants to forgive you today. You say, Pastor Grant, what do I need to be saved? You simply need to trust the Lord Jesus, repent of your sin, and turn to him. You may pray a simple prayer like this. Dear God, I'm a sinner and need your forgiveness. Thank you that Jesus died for my sins. Please cleanse me from all my sin. I receive Jesus Christ into my heart as my personal Savior and Lord. Please help me to live for you from this day forward. Amen. And my friend, if you pray a simple prayer like that and mean it, God will hear you and he will answer your prayer and he will save you. I hope you'll do that right now.
Thanks for tuning in today. If you received Christ, or if this program was a blessing, it would be a great encouragement to hear from you. You may call us at 215-242-5550 or visit our website, livinggodsway.org. We'd also invite your partnership in this life-changing ministry. Gifts can be made through our website or by writing us at 610 East Mount Pleasant Avenue, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 19119. The address again is 610 East Mount Pleasant Avenue, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 19119. We invite you to join us for online worship this Sunday at 10 o'clock a.m. at livinggodsway.org. That's livinggodsway.org. It would be a pleasure to have you as part of our online audience. Now, until next week, on behalf of Pastor Grant and our entire church family, this is Steve Washington reminding you that there's no better way to live than to live God's way.